Hey, 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 welcome to the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. I am your host, Relinda, and I am here as your coach, your spiritual advisor, to guide you through your healing while dropping some spiritual wisdom Jesus nuggets. The Psalms of My Emotions comes from my testimony of overcoming emotional turmoil that ultimately led me to my purpose. And my prayers for this podcast is that it will lead you all that are listening to your purpose while gaining the tools in the podcast for your healing. Let us hop right into another episode and let the healing begin. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. I'm so excited for today. I'm not live today. I just wanted to record this and to just make sure I was on today because I did have something for you guys. So if you guys are first time viewers, first time listeners, the Psalms of My Emotions podcast, it came from the book that I've written, the ministry that came out of that, out of a testimony. Listen, God will give you such an awesome testimony and will give you an assignment attached to it, right? So I have named this day Emotion Monday to come on and speak with you guys where I share some wisdom nuggets, some Jesus nuggets is what I call them. God wanted me to get on here to speak with you guys. It turned into a podcast. It turned into teachings. It turned into a sharing, you know, my experiences with God, my testimonies, my walk, and also to give encouragement and a push to give direction, right? This walk is not easy. This Christian walk is definitely not easy, but it's definitely worth it. And it doesn't stop us from feeling, right, when God is dealing with us. So I try to give some language, give some confirmation, give a push, give some encouragement to keep on going, keep on walking with God as He is dealing with you and molding you to what He is calling you to be. So I'm just so excited to have you guys here. I'm listening. Like I said, I'm not live, unfortunately, but you can listen. This is an actual podcast that you can tune in on iHeartRadio, Pandora. I don't even know if anyone listens to Pandora too much anymore. It's on Amazon Music, on Apple, Samsung podcast. You guys don't know, that's for the Android. They have a podcast as Apple, but I'm missing. But anyways, if you just search and look for it on wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, you will find the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. I am so sorry. It's just been a long weekend, which I'm pretty sure a lot of you have had, right? So I just wanted to get on here and talk about this subject. But before I start, like I said, I have so many tidbits. I just try to be better about knowing where you could reach me or contact me on things. And also, this does go live, or the recordings do come on my YouTube channel, which is the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. Look, I'm trying to make it easier for you guys. You don't have to search for my name. You can, and it'll pop up, the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. But I just want to be consistent. And when people search, right, look for the podcast. So it's the Psalms of My Emotions podcast on YouTube. And also, you want to hit that bell button when you subscribe. I encourage you guys to subscribe. It's also the Psalms of My Emotions. If you want to find me, it's on Instagram. It's the Psalms of My Emotions podcast on Instagram. Okay. So you guys, if you don't know the hashtag, I will tell you the hashtag before we always get started. Let the healing begin. So today's topic, I don't know how long I'm going to be on here to talk about this, but today's topic is called the present of your presence. And I got this because, let me fix this really quick. I thought about this, and due to an encounter I've had with a friend, you know, she blessed me. You know, I won't go into detail, but she blessed me, and I just felt like, okay, what did I do to, you know, for you to do this for me? And pretty much she was just like, well, you know, I'm honored to do this for you. And, you know, I just like blessing people, you know, I just bless you. But, you know, in so many words, I just felt like, okay, well, what do I need to do? And if a lot of us are honest, we do fall into doing that sometimes where it feels weird when people do things for you. Like for me, that is a huge thing that God is working with me on, is being able to accept when people are, oh my goodness, this shirt, doing something for me. You know, it's a thing that I'm trying to accept, that, you know, to accept people doing something for me. And it gets kind of hard and difficult sometimes because it just makes you feel uncomfortable, because sometimes we get into a mode feeling that we have to earn something. You know, we feel better, you know, if that makes any sense, by it's like we're earning our keep, right? But just as what I've learned is, just as God has put you on this earth to be a blessing to somebody, you know, God has put somebody else on this earth to be a blessing to you. But, you know, not to just really harp on that, I just want to do this really quick. Sorry for my podcast listeners. I forgot I didn't have my banner that I usually have to make sure people know what I'm talking about, because I know it looked off. The present of your presence. Oops. Here we go. Okay. And it is also a pre-recording, so I have that on there as well. But anyways, it feels weird, right? It feels weird to accept things from people if we're honest. Well, I mean, if you're like me, some people don't have no problem, but me, it's a problem, right? To accept things, accept gifts from people, and it feels like you have to earn it. And sometimes I believe we're in that mentality where we feel we have to earn things, right, from people, or we have to earn it and have a reason for someone to help us or assist us with anything. And like I said, we're on earth to be a blessing. So why wouldn't God put people on earth to bless you? But besides that point, what I'm trying to get at is that the reason why, you know, she said she did what she did, and she spoke life into me, and she pretty much said, you know, it's because of your presence, right? It's your presence. Your presence will allow people to do things for you, or just want to just simply be around you. Just simply who you are, what you walk in when it comes to the things of God or whatever, just who you are. A lot of people find that as a gift. You are a gift to someone. And I'm going to get into it, why that's hard to accept sometimes. But, you know, it just blew me away. And it had me in this thought, like, God, you know, really, like, that seems too simple for me, you know, for people to want to be around me, or for people to want to be in my presence, right? And I'm just like, what is it that about me that's, you know, that people would want to be in my presence like that, right? Because me, I'm a different person where I like to be alone a lot. I like a lot of alone time, I would say, because I'm always thinking, I'm always contemplating, I'm always planning, right? So I believe, you know, it just gets a little hard for me to, you know, just think that it's anything special, right? And God ministered to me because I went, you know, was just kind of thinking about it. And then it just made me think of how people were so honored to get in Jesus' presence, right? Jesus did miracles. Jesus taught. He basically spoke life, right, into his disciples, into the people that he healed. He set them on the right path. And then it became so much that all that they wanted to do was be in the presence of Jesus, because just in his presence was healing. Just in his presence was deliverance. Just being amongst him did something. You know, he didn't even have to really do anything, but just being around him gave them hope, right? It puts their belief system and their faith system on another level, right? This is what being around Jesus did for them. And, you know, Jesus always talks about the faith, right? Like how he can do miracles and he can work, you know, as long as people believe, as long as you believe something is going to happen, it's going to happen, right? People believed because they were around Jesus. And when they believe, whether they realize it or not, or whether you guys realize it or not, your faith will move mountains. Your faith will put you into that place where you get your healing, you get your deliverance, you know, you get your blessings. You get it because you believed first, right? And you know the presence of God is there. It's like it gives you that extra push. But anyway, so that blessed me listening to that and kind of taking the back for my own. And I just got my wheels turning. And I'm just like, God, do people understand that when they house the Holy Spirit, right? And people want to be around you, it's not because you're so special or you're fabulous or, you know, you've done spectacular things. It's because simply you are housing the Holy Spirit. You are housing the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Just how I explained how people want to be around him in his presence, you're carrying that same Spirit. So why wouldn't people want to be around you or bless you or, you know, want to give to you, want to do something for you? They know and they sense that you carry, that you are housing the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we don't think about that, right? You know, it just hit me and it shows the importance of, you know, or the influence, I would say, of having the Holy Spirit. People will want to be around you and probably don't understand why. I didn't understand why. I was just like, what is going on? You know, I'm talking to people, I'm giving you what I know, but then there's this thing of people want to be around you, which is new, right? Because, and I'm going to tell you why it's new. So I'm just trying to talk through some stuff. I have absolutely no notes today. So I'm kind of talking and, you know, I mean, it's a podcast, you know, I'm just talking and trying to just kind of take you guys through my thought process through this whole thing. And I'm asking God, like, why, you know, and this and that. And he's just like, this is what happens when you house the Holy Spirit, when you allow your spirit to shine, when you allow yourself to walk in the Holy Spirit. You know, it happens when you say what I say. It happens when you, you know, pray for my people. It happens when you sacrifice your time, you know, for my people to make sure that, you know, they're getting what they need. They're getting understanding of God. This is what happens. And people will want to be around you, right? So you are a present, right? When you house that Holy Spirit within you, you are like the present. You are a gift. Right? You become that gift, not in a means of talent or anything, but you know, you become a gift in this way, right? Okay, so let me take you guys into my second phase of thought. So then I'm thinking, like, you know, about why, right? That I'm pushing all of this stuff away. Why? Right? It feels uncomfortable. I'm not used to this, right? I'm used to earning, you know, what I want, what I need, you know, so I don't really expect too much from people. Well, when people do it, I just feel weird. I don't know. But God was taking me to you know, like I said, I'm walking you guys through my conversation with God. And he said, well, you know, it would be hard for a person to accept people being around them if, you know, if they dealt with rejection, right? Sometimes that could become a trigger when people start giving stuff to you and then, or doing things for you or want to be around you, because automatically what triggers is that, what do you want? You want something from me, right? I'm going to pay for this later. You know, that's how I think in my mind, like, you're going to want something later. You're going to want something. You're going to need something. And not knowing that they're already getting what they need just by you being there, right? So I'm just like, God, like, this is weird. So it sent me to a place just make sure and to reevaluate myself. Like, well, God, am I totally healed or from rejection? You know, I believe in this season, God doesn't want, and my first lady said it, you know, so perfectly when she preached yesterday, which was Sunday, about it being no residue, right? Nothing that signifies that you struggled with anything. I believe for me, God is really, and for a lot of you, God is really dealing with the residue of what you've been through, you know? So I had dealt with rejection, you know, no one's checking for you. No one's kind of, you know, seeking you out or wanting to be around you or not knowing or not, you know, just does act like you don't exist, I guess. Not necessarily that harsh, but just not really, you know, you feel. I believe it's a feeling. It's not that that's a fact, that people just ain't thinking about you, don't want to be around you, or just not putting you as a priority, right? So like I said, that was then, but you know, just kind of, he just wanted me to comb over it to see and make sure. And so I was like, wow. I'm like, could that be it? Because, you know, I just was so programmed of people not prioritizing being in my presence. That's a healthy way to say it. That was good. I'm not used to people prioritizing people being in my presence. And I programmed myself in a way where I'm okay. I'm fine. You know, so I feel that if someone did something for me, I'm just like, okay, now I have to pay them back. Now I have to do something, right? Because it made me feel better, because I couldn't fathom why someone would want to be in my presence. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, because that was so powerful. That was one of these, I always say it's one of these pivotal things that kind of, it aids in your healing, right? I believe I've came such a far, you know, a long way with my healing process. I believe I'm just, you know, no one's completely there, but I believe I've came so far along with my healing process that I can look back and I'm just like, I can't even recognize the person that, you know, I used to be, because I've done so many self-evaluations. Like I do now, I try to make sure before I share with you all, before I say anything or give advice, that I make sure to look over myself and to share. You know, I don't mind being transparent in how I feel, but this is a real thing, because a lot of people are going through or went through or are thinking what I'm thinking, right? I can't be the only one that it feels weird when people just all of a sudden just want to be around you, right? You know, you have the Holy Spirit, you know, and people just want to be around you. And you just like, what's going on? What do I got to do? You know, what do you want? But yeah, when God told me that, so I wanted to encourage you guys that when you house the Holy Spirit, you know, greater works will you do. You know, and Jesus says that in the Bible, greater works will you do, right? If you house the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit, just expect people to want to be around you, right? And they just want to hear you, your wisdom, your insight, what they want to know, you know, your experiences with Christ. They want to hear that. They just want to be around you, because when you house the Holy Spirit as well, it's that you have a sense of peace. You have a sense of joy. Like, how rare is that right now in this time where there's so much going on that, you know, there's really not a lot of peace, and it's hard, it's reasons for people to not find the joy, right, that they need to have. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking for that. So if they can get around you and feel that peace and that joy, you have to realize that, yeah, you're a gift. You are a present. But it's hard to think of yourself being a present when once you used to be a present that nobody preferred or nobody picked, right? No one didn't want that gift. They wanted another gift. They chose things over you or people over you. And so if you're not healed from that, right, it's going to be hard for you to understand. And you're going to be looking at people sideways. You're going to be looking at people in a doubtful manner on why, you know, they want to be around you, and not knowing you house the Holy Spirit, right? And your job is to be healed and delivered from that rejection, right? You're not, because you just feel like you have to do it. People just want to freely give to you, you know, like I said, how they did Jesus, you know. And then there were times where he took a breakaway just to commune with God by himself. He came away from the crowds, came away from the people just so he could commune with Jesus. So I believe I'm in that space. And the reasons of me being by myself or doing things alone is for that reason now. Before, it was as a protection mechanism. But now it's that I love spending time with God. I love getting that refill, because I notice when I'm around a lot of people, I get drained. You know, I get drained, and I just need to just re-energize, like a, you know, get recharged. And how I get that recharge is just spending that time, you know, with God. And it's not a big prayer time type of thing. It's just that wherever I am and I'm alone, I focus on God, and that's what re-energizes me, you know, so that then I can be fueled up to be able to help someone else. So I pull away in a healthy manner now, but I know this is for somebody. That's why I had to get on here, record this, because listen, Monday sometimes is hard, and I don't know, I was just really extra tired today, but I had to get on here because I know this is for someone. You just feel that your life has no meaning. Your life is, you know, no one wants to be around you, or you feel that way. And that's not the truth, right? If you have the Holy Spirit, or, you know, people are starting to be, and you're pushing people away, you have to understand that that's an issue within yourself, right? Think of if you know, a lot of things of what you're thinking is not what other people are thinking. You know, you could be thinking you're a burden to someone. And that was another thing with me, you know, because people did not prioritize me in their lives. If they wanted to do something for me, or even if to ask someone to do something for me, I would feel like a burden. Right. I didn't want to put a weight on someone if they didn't choose, right, to want to be in my presence. That's how I was. So it was hard for me to ask, you know, someone for things. And I think another part is that, you know, I just feel like I can do it. So, you know, I used to feel like that. So you just have to think about it when you feel like that, when it's uncomfortable for you to receive. You have to think about where that's coming from. And you have to wonder, too, if you're questioning why people want to be around you all the time, you have to think of yourself as a present. You're not a burden, right? Allow people to do things for you. Allow people to speak life into you as you speak life into other people, right? Everyone doesn't come with a motive. Everyone doesn't come with an agenda, even though, like I said, not everyone. I'm not counting out everybody, but everyone does not come with an agenda or a motive to take you down. So we have to kind of think about that, right? And put that into consideration. And if you feel like that and paranoid, that means there needs to be some healing. There needs to be some soul searching, talking to God about it. Where did it come from? And to forgive whoever did it. Going through forgiveness, right? So that you can welcome these people in, especially if you are wanting to be in some kind of ministry in any form. God has given you a ministry, right? You want that to be healed. You want that to be resolved, right? Because when you're ministering to people, people are going to want to be around you. They're going to want to sow into you. They're going to want to do that. Like, God taught me a big lesson about sowing. And that's the reason why I believe in it, is because I had an encounter, right? I was vending when my first book came out, I was vending, and this lady, I actually wanted to give all my books away, right? Because I believe so much in what God gave me. Regardless if people didn't have the money, I wanted them to have this book because I believed in it so much. I still believe in it so much, and so much that it's still blessing people, right? So I wanted to give this lady this book, and immediately God said, don't. I'm like, God, isn't this a good thing? I want to give her my book. And he's just like, no, she has to sow into you. She has to purchase this book. And I'm like, but it looks like he said, nope, she has to purchase it. You know, this is a seed. You probably won't ever see what's going to happen with her, but she needs to sow this seed into you. I'm like, wow. Okay. So ever since then, I was taught by experience about sowing, right? Seeding into people, or knowing that how someone has to sow into me, right? I learned that lesson. And so, you know, because I do want people to, like I said, I just wanted her to have it. But it was in that instance where God was like, no, she has to sow into you, right? And so it was hard for me to accept, because I'm just like, why would just someone just buy? I don't know. It was a big thing, but I know some of you are probably struggling with that. So I just wanted to get on here to encourage you that your presence is a present. You are a gift to someone. People do want to be around you. People do want to talk to you. You do have something to offer. You do have some advice. You do have experience that will help someone change the trajectory of their lives. You never know. If you're living offended or living in effect, like I said, you don't understand why someone is doing for you. You're not going to know how to, you know, have that blessing grow in your life, and as well as know that you are a blessing to someone else's life. You know that it's not even really about you in the first place, but God has put something in you. And then especially if you have the Holy Spirit, that is why people want to be around you, right? So I just want to encourage you guys, like I said, this wasn't very long, and that's probably why I didn't go live, because I know when people jump on, I'll be talking, and, you know, I just wanted to get this out. It wasn't very long. It was to the point, and I absolutely know this is for someone, whether it be my podcast listeners, you know, or you guys, right? So I just wanted to say that really quick, and also I wanted to let you guys know that with the podcast, whatever you listen to usually has a description, but on the bottom of the description, there is a link tree. And I do want you guys to please sign up for my email list. You don't want to miss my Coffee with Jesus blogs that I send through the email, and it goes through text messaging. So, you know, if you're not an email person, you can get an encouraging text message from me. So I want you guys to sign up for that. Put all of your information. The form is in the link tree for you guys that are watching on YouTube, I think I will have the link posted as soon as it comes off of live on here. So you guys can click on it and sign up. And also, you want to know when I'm doing, you know, local gatherings of sort, because God is really pushing on that to do local gatherings. I want to meet with, you know, like I said, the people that really want to get in depth with some things and have some in-depth discussions, you know, but you only will know about these things if you sign up for my email list. And so you can become more interactive and be part of this community, right? That I really want people to know how to, or teach people how to live with Jesus, right? A lot of us know how to go to church, but no one knows how to live outside of the four walls, being a Christian, right? And I mean, being it, living it, eating it, being it all the way, right? Not halfway, not riding the fence, no gray areas, you know, knowing how to, and that's not saying that you're not going to make mistakes, but that, you know, you can live this life. It is a life that you can live. The most disappointing thing that I've heard someone say is that no one can live saved, right? And you can. I'm a witness. I am a witness to it. You can live saved and be happy and satisfied, and joy and peace comes from that. And you should know that living the lifestyle of being a Christian is fulfilling, right? And it's your protection. You know, it's the most fulfilling thing, and it's freedom in it. If you see it as bondage, there's some deliverance and things that has to go on, right? But yeah, I want you guys to sign up for the email list. And also, before I go, because this is a mandate that I always have to do, if I'm talking about Christ, I have to offer him, right? So you guys go to Romans 10 and 9. This is called the plan of salvation. And what it states is, I'm going to have to change my background for this. Oh my goodness. Okay. Got it. What it states is Romans 10 and 9, that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved, right? You do exactly what this says. You know, you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And it's not a thing that you just say and you don't believe it. You have to believe that Jesus died. Well, first he was born. He died. And he was raised from the dead on the third day, right? And then that he stayed with us for a while, went back up so that his spirit can be released so that we can have it to do those greater works that he said we can do. But you have to believe this in your heart, and you have to confess it. And you don't have to wait till church, right, to get saved, because we don't know the day and we don't know the hour. You know, you don't know when your number is up. You don't know when your last day on earth is. So it's kind of a dangerous thing to wait, you know, until you have the opportunity to go to church, or, you know, go to a prayer meeting, or, you know, whatever. It's dangerous to do that. So you want to take this opportunity to do this now while you can. Right? You know, don't wait. Say it, believe it, right? If you know you done been through things in your life and you're like, God, I need something different, you know, and that doesn't mean that things will be easy peasy when you give your life to Christ today. This means that, you know, you've accepted the gift that God has given us, you know, for salvation, and that you understand that this sacrifice that he made, it touches you in a way like, God, you died for me after all that I've done. You know, you died for my sins and I could sin again, but you died, and wow, you know, so you're taking that in and you're accepting that gift of salvation. And then after that, don't stop. Be led, you know, to go to a church that will want to give you the Holy Spirit, that baptizes, that teaches you the word of God, because there is more that you have to learn that you still have to, because you're going to go, you're going to be hungry. After you accept this, you're going to be hungry and you're going to want to know more about this Jesus that you accept. And it's within your safety to go and know about him, because you can be deceived. Even after receiving Christ today, you can be deceived, because there are false Christs. There are false things that appear as an angel of light, as you know, that comes looking like Jesus, that sounding like Jesus, but it's not. But the only way that you would know that is getting more information and teaching, right? So I admonish you guys to go find a local assembly to know more about Christ once you accepted him. So I thank you guys for tuning in. You can comment. I read the comments. Questions. You can have questions. Like I said, you can go on my link tree for those listening to the podcast, or send me an email. You know, or send me a DM on Instagram. Like I said, it's under the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. So I thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you guys, I pray, next week. And I want to be live with you guys next week. All right. Bye-bye.